Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. We often report on lobbyists for big oil, but today's top spin covers lobbyists for alternative fuels. A new ethanol industry group called Renewable Fuels Now is launching an ad campaign targeting Washington, D.C. decision makers. They're concerned that current U.S. mandates for adding biofuels to gas supplies will be met by next year, several years ahead of schedule. To increase their profits, corn growers and ethanol producers want to increase that mandate. PR firm Manning, Selvage & Lee is helping the ethanol industry group with its ad campaign and with countering bad press. The United Nations point person on the right to food recently said that using food crops for biofuels is a, quote, crime against humanity. And the humanitarian group Oxfam recently published a study titled Biofueling Poverty, which criticizes the European Union's biofuels requirements.
The axis of evil runs straight through your local school or wherever workers are unionized. That's according to Rick Berman, a lobbyist who runs several industry front groups, including the anti-labor group Center for Union Facts. At a recent talk in Nevada, Berman warned that the Employee Free Choice Act, which is now before Congress, would, quote, change politics in this country forever, end quote. Berman's group is running ads against the act, which would allow workers to more easily join a union. Here's a clip from one of the TV ads.
Union leaders are confronting employees in their homes.
Berman's talk has Nevada papers warning teachers' unions of a coming onslaught, but some Berman critics say he's good at bluster, but not at action.
Here's one way to fight back against flax. Tired of being bombarded with mass emails from PR people, Wired magazine editor Chris Anderson published the email addresses of more than 300 PR pros who spammed him with promotional emails. Angry Flax responded that Anderson's behavior was, quote, childish and mean-spirited. Others blamed the PR pros for not targeting and personalizing their pitches. The blacklisted Flax include employees of such major PR firms as Edelman, 5W Public Relations, Fleshman Hillard, and Weber Shandwick.
Are polar bears in hot water? A study in the September issue of the journal Ecological Complexity found that concerns about global warming's negative impact on polar bears are, quote, highly premature. The state of Alaska is using the study to oppose protections for the Arctic animals. But the study was not peer-reviewed and was funded by ExxonMobil. While the study is questionable, it's certain that listing the polar bear as an endangered species could damage ExxonMobil's bottom line.
In a partial win against spin, the U.S. Congress has passed legislation to provide free public access to all published research funded by the National Institutes of Health. This comes despite a strong lobbying campaign by the Association of American Publishers, or AAP. Earlier this year, AAP hired the PR firm Dozen Hall Resources to campaign against open access to research. The firm launched a front group called Partnership for Research Integrity in Science and Medicine, which claimed that open access would undermine the peer review process. The PR firm's president suggested that the publishers, quote, focus on simple messages such as public access equals government censorship, end quote. While the open access measure has passed Congress, President Bush has said he will veto the larger bill that it's a part of.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. In our top spin, we noted that Manning, Selvage, and Lee is working for the ethanol industry. The PR firm also helped update the U.S. Army's slogan from Be All You Can Be to An Army of One. Part of the Army campaign included tie-ins to the 2001 HBO miniseries Band of Brothers. One of the series' stars and directors was actor Tom Hanks. Hanks recently launched an anti-poverty campaign called One, which calls for 1% of the U.S. budget to help the world's poorest countries, including through food aid. So, this week you can take your pick. There are 6 steps between the ethanol industry and efforts to curb world hunger that the industry may be worsening, or just 3 steps between An Army of One and Tom Hanks' One campaign.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.